I'd like to submit some general comments aimed at sharing the EU's approach and experience in addressing the substantive issues covered by Article 9 of the draft LBI. And our comments are based on the assumption that Article 9 of the draft LBI is only meant to address jurisdiction in civil liability cases. So EU law, with limited exceptions, does not regulate jurisdiction beyond intra-EU civil or commercial disputes. And the CSDD directive does not regulate jurisdictional questions at all, which means that these questions are left to the national law of our member states. This being said, the recast of the Brussels I regulation reflects grounds for jurisdiction recognized at EU level. With reference to Article 9.1, grounds for jurisdiction recognized at EU level refer to the place of the event giving rise to damage and the place of direct damage, as well as the domicile of the defendant. The habitual residence of the victim in EU law is only recognized for the infringement of personality rights via the internet. One important reason for this is to ensure that the rights of defendants are respected in the relevant forums, with a view to also ensure its enforceability. The same concern arises for any forum linked to the nationality of the victim. So turning to Article 9.2, as regards the criteria for determining the domicile of the defendant, EU law recognizes a company's statutory seat, place of central administration, and principal place of business, but not the territory where a legal person has its principal assets or operations. So now, regarding or with respect to Article 9.4 of the LBI, let me submit that the EU addresses matters of cooperation on the recognition and enforcement of foreign judgments at the multilateral level. The EU has become the first party to accede to the 2019 Hague Convention on the recognition and enforcement of judgments in civil and commercial matters. To note that the convention entered into force in September 2023. That's our comments on this article. Thank you so much.